You know, the guy's dead, you throw him in there, and there's Elisha. He's been in there long enough, all the flesh is off of him, but his bones still got a residue of the anointing. And he jumped out of that pit and ran with the other guys. Hey, that'd be something. You got a dead guy you're carrying, and then he's running beside you. Hey, how you doing? A dead guy raised a dead guy. Yeah. Think about it. I live in southern Indiana, which is where William Branham lived, in Jeffersonville, Indiana. And somebody told me about that with him 25 years ago. And I hate to tell you what I said, but I just went, I didn't know nothing about that. And so I have a good friend, Dale Tillett. He's lived in that area all of his life. He goes to my church, been with me over 40 years in two churches I pastored. I pastored three, but he's been in two of them. And I said, you know where William Branham is buried, Dale? Yeah, I sure do. I said, well, take me there. I want to go. And I went, and he drove up, and his grave's about 12 or 15 feet from where you can pull up with your car. I was on this side. I got out, and hit my feet hit the grass. I'm still 10 feet from his grave. I felt the anointing come up my legs. I was shocked. I didn't know that. Just like this event here. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sick or anything, so I didn't get healed. But, I mean, I know the anointing, and the anointing came out of that grave and went up my legs. And I took a bunch of pastors there one time and took another brother. I won't mention his name. He said, do you know anything about William Branham? I said, yeah, he just lives 15 miles, or he did live 15 miles. He's buried less than 15 miles from here. I could take you. You want to go? He said, yeah, I do. So we got out of the car, and he said, you feel something, don't you, Michael? I said, I sure do. What about it? I don't feel a thing. He said, I was depressed a little bit and troubled about that. And I went to my motel room. Why does Michael feel that and I don't? He said, he's more like Dr. Dufresne than you are. He's got some similar anointing on him, and he feels a lot of stuff. It doesn't make him less of a person because he didn't feel it. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Amen. But sometimes some of us are just a little more sensitive, the way we're made, the way God put us up, put in us, whatever we have. I don't know what it is. You know, I used to be a very emotional person when I was younger, and it was for my destruction at that time. The devil was using it against me because I'd be up one day, down 3 days, up 2 days, down three. And I knocked that all out of me over a period of time. I said, I'm going to get rid of that. Yes, not be so touchy. Yeah. Not be so quickly offended because somebody said something I don't like. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my best. If you think I'm bad now, you wouldn't have wanted to be around me back then. I know none of you are going to say that's me. But anyway, I'm just saying the anointing's on me. It says the bones of Elisha, he touched him and he revived. Let me give you a definition. To become active and flourish again for revival. Another one says to return to consciousness of life again. Another one says from a depressed, inactive, unused state. God brings you into that and the refreshing on the prophet. Now, if this man was dead enough to let all the flesh rot off of him, I'm a live prophet and here I am. I got hands and I got blood going through me and I'm kind of hot-blooded. I don't mean temper-wise. I just mean temperature-wise. So, you could stand up with me, please, and if you'd like to come, I'm just going to lay hands on you and pray and let be released the anointing in me. And you could be refreshed, you could be healed, you could be delivered, whatever you think you need. Hallelujah. I'm going to start down on this end in just a minute, usher. Okay, I'm going down this way. When you guys are ready, you can catch up with me. I won't lay hands on anybody until you're here with me. Some of the ushers. Hello? Receive that refreshing. Let that go in you. That's the power of jarring you. Receive that anointing. Let that go in you. It's ministering to you. Healing you, refreshing you. Let the anointing go into this man. Hallelujah. We thank you for that anointing that changes everything. Pastor Jim, receive that anointing into yourself. I release it to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Power of God in my right hand to go into him, touch him, change him, move in him. Pray for that anointing in my right hand to go into Pastor Lydia in the name of Jesus. Touch her and change her and move her forward and refreshing come to her now in Jesus' mighty name. Receive that refreshing. Let it come on you, Pastor. That's it. Let receive that anointing. Let it go in you in Jesus' name. It refreshes you. It heals you. It ministers to you. Saturate you, that anointing go into this young man, Father. Let him be refreshed, encouraged, healed, totally set free. Let the anointing go in her, minister to her in the name of Jesus. Whatever she needs right now, Father, I release that anointing in my right hand. I release that anointing in my right hand to go into sister. Minister to her, refresh her, encourage her, help her, strengthen her. receive that anointing, sir, to go into you and minister to you supernaturally. May all of these in the line begin to realize, even now as I'm praying for them, that something's happening and it's going to work in them for their good in the name of Jesus. Be refreshed, be healed, be blessed. All of these, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing, refreshing in my hands to go into them and cause them to be refreshed. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you to be refreshed, sir. Encouraged and strengthened and refreshed. In the name of Jesus. That's it right there. Oh, my goodness. Receive that anointing goes into you now. In the name of Jesus, makes you whole. That's it right there. Watch her, gentlemen. In Jesus' name, receive that refreshing goes into you and makes you whole. That's it right there. Take it. In the name of Jesus, anointing go into you, sir. Minister, heal you, refresh you, touch you, encourage you. Anointing go into this young man. In the name of Jesus, I release it out of my hand into their being. In the name of Jesus. The anointing, Father, let it go into this young lady. Refresh her, encourage her, strengthen her, help her. The anointing go into her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father. Let the anointing go into this young man, minister to him, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. That's it. It'll go in you and it'll start working. And your part is to just say, that anointing's working in me. Once I pray for you and you walk away, you can start saying that, you know, and then when you go home tonight or wherever, say, Father, I thank you, the anointing's working. I found that doing that, saying that, keeps that anointing activated while it's working in you. Sometimes people get healed instantly. I've had tumors disappear under an armpit one time. She said it was this big. I didn't pray for that part of her body. I just put hands on her, cursed it. We had a potty break at that in a Bible school in South America. I said, go check yourself in the bathroom. We're ready to dismiss for 10. Came back, it's gone. I felt that. I disappeared. Yeah. And I prayed for one lady down in Columbia, Kentucky. She ended up marrying a pastor later. She was an RN, but she got so sick she wasn't able to work. And she came in the prayer line. She had a backpack on. And I didn't know what was going on with her. And then I saw a tube under her blouse going around into that backpack. And I found out she had nothing down her throat. I said, what do you need, dear? I taught on miracles. And I said, what do you need? She said, I need a complete new digestive system. I didn't know how sick she was. And I said, Father, give it to her. She fell out. She laid there while I got up. She had 10 diseases in her body. She wrote, my wife and I, a document, 10 pages. She's an RN, very smart lady. But she was so sick and hadn't had any food, not even in her mouth, to go down through her system in 2 years. The doctor told her last time he saw her, your digestive system is dying, and I don't know how much longer you could be on this food tube thing. She had about 9 or 10 diseases in her, and God healed her one by one. I mean, from that moment on. The next day she came and said, I had a tumor under my armpit, different lady than the first lady in South America. It's in Kentucky. And she said, that thing, it disappeared, Dr. Jacob. I said, good, you're going to get all of it. And she texted somebody that was with me for dinner that night. I went out and ate, I'm eating something baked, some kind of potatoes, and I put honey mustard dressing on it. She said, normally it made me throw up. I ate it and stayed with me and went down my system perfectly. And she had all listed all the diseases. And my wife and I condensed it down to 2 pages so I could read it to a congregation. But, you know, sometimes I'm just telling you about it. That's amazing. I just laid hands on her one time. And every disease she had got taken care of within maybe a month or two. She ended up marrying the pastor that I was at his church. And they just ordained her not too long ago, and an angel showed up at her ordination. I'd laid hands on her and talked to her, you know, ministered prophecy to her. The other two gentlemen, well, Pastor Alvin, where are you at? Yeah, right over here, the guy that's with me, him and his wife was, but we laid hands on her. All of a sudden, around the side of Pastor Alvin came this angel, and he had a little coal of fire. It looked like it was on fire. They'd put this on her lips, and I touched her lips, and she fell out, and then the new anointing came on me for healing that night after I'd prayed for her. I was ordaining her. See, I'm talking about things that happen. It was just wonderful. It was wonderful. Receive that anointing. That's it right there. It's coming on you to refresh you. Can I pray for you a little further? Father, in the name of Jesus, I command that thing that's been harassing her, come out! In the name of Jesus, leave her alone. Is that right? Yep. It's coming out. In the name of Jesus. probably are, so I'll leave you. It's not that she was possessed, but there was something fooling with her in her head, right? Kind of harass her. So, and healed. In the name of Jesus, let that anointing go into this man in Jesus' name. It refreshes, it heals, it blesses, it touches, it changes people for the better. God always does that for the better. Take an extra dose. In the name of Jesus, receive that anointing. Let it go in you. Receive that anointing, sir, and let it go in you. Hallelujah. Receive that anointing. Let it go in you. In Jesus' name. Receive that anointing. Let it go in you. In Jesus' name. Here it is again. It's coming back. Coming back on you. There it is again. Watch her. In the name of Jesus, receive that anointing. Let it go in you. It'll change you. It'll help you. It'll heal you. It'll refresh you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this lady. Thank you. Something's changing for her today for the better. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for her, and thank you for her future. In the name of Jesus. You know, I thank God put you in this meeting because you need to be in this church as much as you can, because they're good pastors. I know them well. Did you ever get prayed for about what you whispered to me up here that first time you came up and talked to me about your father? Are you the right one? Yeah. Can I pray for you? Yeah. Over anything in the past, in the name of Jesus, I break that thing. In Jesus' name, come out by the power of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Something's happening to you, lady. In the name of Jesus. You remember what you told me, didn't you? That's what I'm dealing with. Name of Jesus, be refreshed, receive that anointing. You receive it, honey, let it go in you. It'll minister to you and help you. Receive that anointing, let it go in you. Minister to you, heal you, refresh you, encourage you. Hallelujah. God's got a good plan for you. Just make a little adjustment, it's coming. In Jesus' name, let that anointing go in you, refresh you, bless you, heal you. Hallelujah. I feel like the healing power of God's going into you in that particular area. Name of Jesus. Receive that anointing, let it go in you. In Jesus' name. It'll heal you. That tooth. Okay, Father, I pray for that tooth to be healed, fixed, made sound. No more pain, no more problem, no more infection. In the name of Jesus. Pray there or something happened to you. Name of Jesus. Oh, receive that anointing. Wow, what a good receiver. Oh, receive that anointing. Let that go in you. It'll help you, heal you, touch you, change you. Anointing ramped up on me. I received that anointing for her. I let her receive it, rather, and I thank you for it, that upgrade you just gave me. In Jesus' mighty name, let it refresh you, heal you, comfort you, encourage you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You in line too? Receive that anointing. Let it go in you. It'll encourage you, strengthen you, and help you, heal you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, you're doing better than you think you're doing. I'm telling you that by the Spirit. You know what I mean? You tend to maybe be just a tad bit negative at times, and the enemy works on your head. That makes sense? Yep. Father, we thank you for her. Thank you for the changes that are coming to her tonight, and it'll work itself out of her and flow through her. That power of God, that anointing. Hallelujah. Okay, this way. Hallelujah. Thank you for being so reverent. Everybody could lift your hands up with me. If you don't have it, hi there. That anointing, oh my goodness, that anointing's going into you. It's shooting in you out of my right hand. That's it. Take all you want. It'll refresh you. It'll encourage you. Heal you too. Healing power's on you. Healing power's on you too. And the anointing's coming on you. There it is right there for freshness and newness of life. Just receive it and let it work. Be encouraged and refreshed by that anointing that we read about in the book of Kings. It restores people. It refreshes people. It brings new life to them. Brings them back into a different realm in the name of Jesus. Receive that anointing. Let it work in you. There it is right there. Take that. In the name of Jesus, receive that anointing. Let it go into you. Hallelujah. You got a good future. You got a good future, young man. You do. Really do. You know what I'm saying? God's hands on you. How long have you been saved? Since you were a child, yeah. That's you. I'm just telling you, God's got some good plans for you. Receive that anointing. Let it go. Oh, that anointing's going into you, sir. Healing, too. Healing power of God's going into you. I see it, feel it. Hand. Now, there it is right there. It's coming back on you. Be refreshed, be encouraged, be healed by this anointing today. Let it permeate you and go into you and work its way through you. It'll help you. That's it right there. All right. Praise God. Let that anointing go into you, young man. Let the power of God rest on him, Father. Let everybody come into a higher dimension than they've known with the power of God in them. You want to use everybody in a supernatural way. Let the anointing be on this young man in Jesus' name. Let the power go through him and minister to him and help him right now. Let the anointing go through this young man in the name of Jesus, the power, the healing power, strengthening in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, that's powerful, sir. That anointing's going into you. Are you a part of this church here? Huh? No, but you're a part. You're a saved person, right? Believer, yeah. The Lord's got good plans for you. I don't know exactly which way to tell you or advise you or whatever, but he's got some things for you to do in the body of Christ eventually. You already do anything? Like a big preacher or anything? No, but you do something at your local church to help? You're a blessed man in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I know God's proud of you. He said to tell you that. Let that anointing go in you too and minister to you. Either heal or refresh or encourage, whatever you need, ma'am, just receive it. Hallelujah. In these kind of meetings, you got to turn your head off and just receive with your heart. Hallelujah. You can't figure it out, but you could receive it. Father, I let the anointing go into her in Jesus' name. Let the anointing go into her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for healing, refreshing, encouraging in the name of Jesus. Praise God. It's going to be better. Things will be better for you from this moment. I guarantee it. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you. I really am. Power of God told you. Let that anointing go on this young man in Jesus' name. That power shooting through you, sir. I can feel it in my hand. Heal you too if you let it. And just heal your body wherever it's in problem. There are some places in your body that's an issue. Is that right? Yeah. Father, let that anointing go into those areas and heal and deliver and minister to. In the name of Jesus. There it is again. The power is resting on you. Let the power go into this lady and minister to her. Refresh her, heal her, bless her, touch her. In the name of Jesus. Okay. Let the anointing go in him in the name of Jesus, Father. Encourage, bless, touch, heal. Thank you for it. Here it comes again. It's coming on you again. Let the anointing go into her, Father, and minister to her. Refresh her, heal her, whatever she needs. Release it to her in Jesus' name. Here it comes again on you. There it is. All right. Am I good? Well, look at here. Miss Amanda. I don't get to pray for her often because she's so healed and delivered. I'm teasing you a little bit. I appreciate you. Great asset here. Father, I thank you for Amanda this morning to refresh her, encourage her, heal her if she needs it, but much of the refreshing is coming. And you've done good. Done really good as a believer, and God said he's proud of you. But I'm going to say to you, he's got another level for you to come into, maybe several, but at least one I'm thinking of, and it's going to come in the name of Jesus. And there'll be a few little changes, but it'll be good for you. It won't hurt you. And we thank you for it, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Okay. Any of the ushers want to be prayed for? If you do, if you'll come, I'll pray for you too. Praise God. Russell. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Really, every one of you have been a blessing to me. Thank you for the honor of this church and you men that are in some level of leadership, ushering, helping with the people. You bless me. Your heart towards me. Your heart because your pastors have trained you. All of you. Really, it's touched me. You know, the way you guys conduct yourselves around here. Very honorable men. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Let that anointing go into him, Father, in the name of Jesus. To encourage, to refresh, to heal, whatever he needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Praise God. The Lord said, you've been doing a good job. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that anointing going into this man. Minister to him, refresh him, encourage him, heal him, whatever he needs, Father. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Anybody else? Mr. Tuckhorn. Did I get it right?
That's right.
Pastor, brother, we just release that anointing to you and touch you and refresh you and encourage you and help you In the name of Jesus. I think somebody's got the giggling anointing. Now, if you'd like, I'll be glad to pray for you. Let that anointing refresh him, Father. This young man, touch him. Oh, my goodness, that anointing's strong in me. Coming on you right now to bless, encourage, heal. In the name of Jesus, there it is again. Anointing come on you, sir, Ryan. Pray for Ryan to be refreshed, encouraged, healed, touched, changed. All of us to be changed for the better, Father. In the name of Jesus. Okay. Okay, that's all we know of. That's good. Amy, is that your name? You want to be ministered to? Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Sometimes I forget about the musicians, not intentionally, but they're helping me by playing, and then I look and there's like maybe 10 of them up there. I said, well, if you want to be for come down. Amy, receive that. God's got something fresh for you, he said, and he's going to give it to you right now. Hallelujah. To refresh you in the name of Jesus. Refreshing on you, lady. Be refreshed, be encouraged, be healed, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you for it, Father. That anointing's coming on you. Hallelujah. Okay, yes, sir. I didn't see you back there. Father, bless this young man. Let that anointing come on him through my hands. Let it minister to him, encourage him, heal him, whatever he needs, Father. Oh, my goodness, that ramped up on me again. It's coming to you. Let that anointing go in saturation. Jesus. Remember what I said, the anointing of God's working in me. Let's say it together. The anointing of God is working in me. All you got to say that, you just keep it activated. You know, Jesus said we can have what we say. The other contrast would be when you get home, well, I thought I felt something when Dr. Jacobs touched me, but I don't feel anything right now. That'd be a good time to say, I repent, Father, and the anointing's working in me. It's not that you always feel it. It's not important for me to have people fall down, but it's important for me that people receive what I'm ministering. That's what I'm after. And sometimes I don't feel anything. And then I had a young man in a church in Tennessee. It's not a gross story, but he was in high school and he had all these tumors break out on his backside. They filled up, he said, with blood and pus. I hate to be graphic, but he was just graphic with me. And I don't even remember praying for him. Somebody in the church I was preaching at said, Dr. Jacob's coming. He's got a healing anointing. Maybe he could help you with that. He was about 21 when I prayed for him. He had him cut out the first time because they wouldn't go any other way. Then they came back on him when he was 21, maybe. I think that's been 3 or 4 years ago. And he got in the prayer line. He said, I didn't feel a thing when you touched me. I woke up and they were all gone. I was fixing to have surgery again because they couldn't get him to go away from me all over the backside. And when he's in high school, I felt sorry for him. He said they would burst sometimes and it's just a mess. And he said, I have to go home and change my pants. And people made fun of me. They didn't know what was wrong with me. He said, praise God, I'm free from all that. It was just a miracle, really. It was just a miracle. He's a very honorable man. He wrote his testimony. And now I go to his pastor's church and preach. I think I'm going to be there in May next year. But anyway, the point I'm making is, he said, tell Dr. Frank, I'm not Dr. Frank, Dr. Jacobs, excuse me, about your experience about those tumors. And he told me, he said, don't make it a long story. He's going to go preach in a minute, but tell him. I was in the back room. He told, I was just ready to cry when I heard his story. You know, you can get embarrassed by stuff like that. Being a junior in high school and having a problem like that and everything smells bad. People don't know what's happening to you or why that is that way. He said, I was so embarrassed in high school because I had that problem. And they'd leave for a while and then come back and I had to get them cut out and stuff. So anyway, just said God can do miracles. Sometimes I don't even realize what I'm praying for in people. You know, I didn't say anything specific. Nobody gave me a prayer guide. This guy's got this. I just laid hands on him and went. Next morning, woke up, he was clear. Told the doctor, I don't need the surgery now. So, he hadn't had any in 3 or 4 years that I know of. Thank you. I got to quit talking. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Dr. Jacob, for coming. We appreciate you. Praise God. Well, You are dismissed. If you have children in the back in the children's department, please go pick them up. Deliver the teacher. You're dismissed.